So it's a privilege to be here. I am tasked to deliver God's message. It's always a privilege, an opportunity, a gift to always share the message of God. Thanks to my forever loving and good pastor, Pastor Al. Ngayon po nandito po ako, and I pray and I hope that I'm able to receive God's message. Are you excited? I'm excited. Ayun po. Sino yung first time ako nakita? First time? Anyone first time? Okay. So I'm a pastor of Crossroad Ubihan. Ang Crossroad Ubihan po, yun po ang binis ng Pilipinas. Ayan. Binis. Yung iba, inis. Nagbabangka po kasi ako pupunta po doon. Pero I've learned to really love the place. I love the people. And I love serving God with... I love serving God there. It becomes part of my life. So ngayon po, dun po ako. Pero actually, me and my wife is praying to establish a ministry as well in Malolos. Ayan. So, I'm Pastor Jesse, for those who don't know me. Hello. Hi. Ayan, ano ba to? Ayan. So today, I'm gonna share the message of God in line again with the life of Daniel. Uy, si ano to? Si Jello. Ayan. Jello, ha? Ayos. Natuwa lang ako. Ayan. So, my message about Daniel and the lions then. Valuing God through our testimonies. So, sino dito ang may buhay? Iba parang doubtful pa yung buhay kayo. Sige, isa pa. Tatanong ulit. Sino dito may buhay? Yun. Salamat sa kalahati. O, isa pa. Tatanungin ko. Ibigay ko kayo ng pagkakataong mabuhay, ha? Sino dito may buhay? So you're alive. Wow, that's good. Sino dito ngayon ang alam mo sa sarili mo, you are blessed. You have a lot of things that you know that you don't deserve, but God has blessed you. Come on. Yung iba feeling niya deserve niyo. Sige. Sige. So tama ba? Di ba? Parang we are blessed. You're alive. And sino dito, you know that you have been forgiven of all the things that you have done wrong, for all the sins that you have committed because of the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. Yes. Sino yung ganun? Come on. Ayan. Yung iba, patatawarin din kayo ng Diyos. Magsisi kayo. Okay. And I believe it's a blessing that we are being forgiven. It's all by the grace of God. Lagi ko nga sinasabi sa mga disciples ko, who I am right now, it is all by the grace of God. All the good things, lahat na nakikita niyo sa akin mabuti, sa Diyos lang yun ang galing. Lahat ng masama, akong ako yun. Ayan. Ako po yun. So, we are blessed. Indeed. Then that's how much God values us. Gusto po makita ng bawat isa dito, ganun tayo pinahalagaan ng Diyos. Amen? Diba? Binigyan tayo ng buhay. Nakita mo ba yung worth mo? Tingnan mo nga yung katabi mo. Mukha bang mahalaga yan? Nagduda na agad yun. Parang di, wala mo special dito, diba? But not for God. Amen? And God looks at us, we are so valuable, we're so precious, we're a treasure to God. That, sabi nga ni Pastor Alage, He cannot imagine heaven without you. Di ba? He left heaven, all of us, we want to go to heaven, but Jesus Christ, He can't live in heaven without us. That's why He gave His life for us, He died for us, and right now, we are who we are, all because of God's grace and love. Amen? So you are valuable. Tama? Tama ba? Mahalaga ka. Pwede mo bang sabihin sa katabi mo, alam mo ba, mahalaga ka? Ayan, pagkakataon na ng mga lalaki. No? O lang ano, huwag yung mahalaga ka sa akin. Ha? Iba yon. Tigilan mo. Ha? Mag-aral ka muna. Sige. So, tama ba, di ba? That's how much God values us. But the question is, how much do we value God? As believers, as Christians, as disciples, what's our response for all the good things, the great things that God has done for our lives? What's our response? Do we value God? Do we value God the way we live our lives, the way we walk, the way we talk? I mean, I believe we are called to really become a light and a salt of this world, and I believe that we can really value God through our testimonies. You know that your life is actually a powerful testimony. Kung ngayon, magpapakatotoo ka sa Diyos, ang buhay mo ay isang magiging napakatinding patotoo. Totoo kaya? Patutunayan natin. Amen mo ba doon? Amen? And you know, if there's an example, a very good example, a great example of a life that has been a great testimony, you know, an unshakable life, a life that is so powerful, a life that really speaks, it's the life of Daniel. Actually, when I was studying Daniel, I began to fall in love to the character of Daniel, not to Daniel na. Okay. You know, di ba parang to the point that I want to name my sons and daughters Daniel. Kung babae, Daniela, mga ganun. Yeah, kasi parang wow, Daniel was really exceptional. He's excellent, he's outstanding, no? Parang actually habang binabasa ko yung stories and the book of Daniel, I find myself that how I wish I was the guy. Hello? How I wish I was the guy. Di ba parang pag may ikaw may nakita kang tao, o kaya talagang hinangaan mo, ina-admire mo, that parang somehow you wish na sana katulad niya ako, kagaya niya ako, o kamukha niya ako. So I had the same feeling na sabi ko, Lord, please cultivate in me a Daniel spirit, a spirit that really, alam mo yun, testify for you. Really, that speaks of your grace and of your love. So, tingnan natin ngayon, how can we really respond in our values? What do we mean when we say values? Oh, we're talking about godly values here. Godly values. When we say we talk about God values, godly values means, okay, yeah, meron dyan, yeah. Godly values means giving utmost importance to God Himself and the things of God, His kingdom. So, ganun lang yan. Ganun kasimple yun. Pag sinabi natin ang pinapahalaga natin ng Diyos, ang pinapahalaga natin mismo ang Diyos at ang mga bagay para sa Diyos. Di ba? We are the one who determines values o yung pagpapahalaga, the work. Are you getting, to give you an example, for a pig, when you give a pearl to a pig, tingin nyo, paano pahalagaan ng baboy yung perlas? Di ba pag yung baboy, kahit lagyan mo ng perlas yan, hindi yan magiging demure eh. Alam mo yan? Hindi naman yan magiging oink, oink. Di ba? Oink, oink. Parang yung ano yan, di ba? At wala akong nakita ang baboy na nagpahalaga sa perlas. Di ba? Anong gagawin niya? Ngangatain niya din yan. Di ba? Tama ba? Tama ba? Ganun lang, di ba? Tayo din naman. May mga bagay na mahalaga, pero hindi natin pinapahalagahan. Hello? Pero may mga bagay naman na hindi mahalaga, pero pinapahalaga natin. I remember when I was a child, I always play text. Alam mo yung text, di ba? Pag ang nanay ko sinabi, nak, tumigil ka na, ilalaga ako yung ano mo, text mo, iniyakan ko yung text. Iniyakan ko. Bakit? Ang pili ko yung text, yun ang buhay ko. Di ba? Which is, ngayon, pag binabalik ako, nakakatawa. Wala akong pakialam sa text. Sunugin mo. Di ba? Ngayon, because we're the one who are giving value. The same thing. Sometimes, even we're Christians already, kahit Kristiyano na tayo, kahit mananampalataya na tayo, we tend to somehow neglect the things of God. We don't give the work that God deserves. Hello? Are you getting this? At least naman, parang sa mga tulala kayo lahat, ano ba, nagagwapuan ba kayo sa akin? Ano ba? Parang first time mo nakakita ng gatong grace, nakaganan lang sa akin. Okay, which is good, okay? Di ba? Tama ba, di ba? Tayo ang nagbibigay ng pahalaga. Mayroong, di ba, totoo naman yan, may mga tao na mahalaga sa atin, mayroong hindi mahalaga. Kaya minsan yung mga bagay na pinapahalaga mo, binabaliwala ng iba, yun, basta, ganun. Di ba, tama, di ba? So, ganun din naman sa Diyos. Tayo ba ay nagbibigay ng pagpapahalaga sa Diyos? Kagaya ng pagpapahalaga ng Diyos para sa atin. If I'll ask you one question, are you willing to die for God right now? I mean, that's a straightforward question, di ba? Kung talagang tatanungin tayo, handa ba tayong mamatay para sa Panginoon? Daniel lived that kind of life. Serious. You know, one picture of Daniel is he is very consistent in his walk with God. Very consistent. You know, if we'll go to our passage, you know, why I'm saying this first? Because you know what? There's a lot of, alam mo yun, things going on in our lives, especially as Christians. We're surrounded by the world and the worldliness of it. Tama ba? Ngayon, ang society natin, kahit mga young people, it's very degrading and demeaning. Yung values, yung morality, yung pagpapahalaga sa salita ng Diyos, pagpapahalaga sa pananampalataya. And there's a world actually watching us. As Christians, there's actually a world watching us. And sabi nga ni Pastor D.L. Moody, sige kuya. Kuya Jello, thank you. Yan. Sabi, out of 100 men, one will read the Bible and other 99 will read the Christian. That's a reality. Not everyone is reading the Bible, but when it comes to our testimony, God is, there are actually people reading our lives. They are looking at us, maybe waiting for us to commit mistakes, waiting for us to fall. You know, there was a story in my life that I really somehow felt, alam mo yun, sobrang down ako. You know why? Kasi when I was in college, hindi pa po ako, siguro mga 2 years, 3 years pa lang ako Christian nun. First time ko pumasok sa college, I was doing great. I feel that I'm doing great kasi I'm a Christian. I declared myself that I'm a follower of Lord Jesus Christ. So, alam mo yun, nandun ako sa school, sa Valenzuela. I think it's Balfoli or Polytechnic. Nakalimutan na school, kinilimutan na school. Okay. So I was there. I'm a Christian. Everyone knows that I'm a Christian. I always go to the library. My teachers admires me. My classmates admires me. You know, because I'm very kind, ganon, alam mo, the Christian thing, I'm always there, cheerful, yan, di ba? Tapos, pag may mga times, you know, mga kabataan, pag darating, minsan makalukuhan kasi yung mga, ano, yung mga classmate ko, minsan mga gulat ako, nandun siya sa sulok, inaaya ko. Di, alam ko na pag nag-aaya yun, kung ano-ano pinapanood. Hindi, ako naman, hindi ako para dyan. Minsan, nagugulat ako, nasa likod ko, biglang umuusok. Ganon yung pala, mga nagsisigarilyo ng ano, marijuana, ganyan. So, you know, a half sem I was there and I was really struggling kasi every side, you know, they're trying to, pollute me, to corrupt me, but I was strong. You know? I am. But sadly, you know, one time, because I feel that, you know, I'm doing good, I went to a computer shop, lo and behold, I fall into pornography. The sad thing is this. There was a classmate of mine. Punta siya doon sa likod. Yung pala nakaabang. Tinitingnan niya kung ano yung bubuksan ko. Pagbukas na pagbukas ko, oh! Jesse! Ah, Christian ka ba? Oh, nanonood ka din pala. Oh, you know? Maybe it's a, natatawa kayo, but that time, that was the most saddest moment of my life that I literally left the school, niwan ako na yung school. I feel that I mess up. I really misrepresented my Jesus. It really somehow, but good thing is it becomes a turning point of my life. I spent time with my pastor, and that's the time that I received my calling. Then I went to Bible school. Everything is really the Lord's plan. But you know what? That time, that moment in my life, I was so discouraged. I was so down that, Lord, And sometimes, tayo sa church, ganun din naman. People are looking at us. And you know, there's a sad statistics of how people looks the church. Can you flash it? You know, this is the other one. Yung mga statistics, the reputation, yeah. This is the reputation of the church for some people. You know, 16 to 29 years old outsider to lost respect to the Christian faith. 2 out of 5, 38 claim to have a bad impression on present day Christianity. 87 outsider consider church to be judgmental. Tingnan mo nga, tinanong mo yung katabi mo kung judgmental ba? Oh, huwag mo na i-judge. Huwag mo na i-judge. Then, 52%, so kalahati ng nandito, naniniwala din na judgmental ngayon yung katabi mo. Hindi naman, hindi naman. 85% outsiders believe Christians are hypocritical. 47% of churchgoers feels the same way. You see? It's a sad news, somehow, di ba? So, pero ngayon, tingnan natin yung sarili talaga natin. How's our testimony? Do we value God the way we live our lives? Come on, play black and white. When people look at you, do they know that you're an authentic Christian disciple, or you're just someone that, alam mo yun, you play camouflage, di ba? Kristiyano ka sa linggo, pero pagka ibang araw, alipin ka ni Satanas, o nasa kampo ka ng demonyo. You know, we have that kind of tendency. But you know, Daniel was so distinct that he represent God, alam mo yun, excellently. Lutang na lutang si Lord sa buhay niya. Let's read our passage before we pray. Come on. Can we just read it? Lahat ng mga magbabasa muna, lalaki din babae. Salitan po, lalaki din babae. Let's read the passage. Okay? Kuya, Daniel chapter 1. Yan. Ready? Atayo po tayo bilang pag-aalang po salita ng Diyos. Sige po. Basahin po natin to. Daniel chapter 1. Ready? Read. Yan po. Lalaki? Daniel, it pleased Darius. Amen. And so, among the administrators and centrals, by his exceptional qualities, the whole kingdom. Verse 4. And this. Government affairs. But they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent. Something to do with the law of his God. Talon tayo ng verse 10. Sabi-sabi po tayo. Lahat po ito. Basahin po natin. Went home. Before me. Let's pray. Join me in prayer. Lord, we ask for your sweet presence, O God. Your powerful manifestation in our midst, O Lord God. I just pray, Father, that you speak in the lives of my brothers and sisters right now. That your word will be, Lord, deeply embedded on us, O God. That we will own it, God. We will embrace it, Father. That we will really live a life that is pleasing to you. That is, Lord God, speaks of your love and grace. That we will become, Lord, a testimony, a powerful testimony to other people, O God. Bless us, O God. We entrust to you this time. Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Sige, mapupuno po tayo. Thank you po. Ayan. So, looking at the story, we know this is Daniel's godliness. You know, the three things as Christians that we need to value always. Makikita po natin dito. This is actually from Pastor Edmund Chan. Three things that we need to value in godliness. First is the grace of God. Grace. I mean, everything that we have right now is an undeserved favor from the Lord. But God has given us those things to us, and it's all because of God's grace. But grace is responsible. Grace should be responsible. So ngayon, si Daniel, yun nga, from Daniel chapter 1 to Daniel chapter 6, makikita natin how Daniel live a life that is really, alam mo yun, sabihin natin, niyakap niya, niyapos niya yung biyaya ng Diyos sa kanyang buhay. You know why? Bakit? Si Daniel, first and foremost, he is actually a captive. He's a foreigner to the land of Babylon. Pero he was able to distinguish himself because he's serving not just the kings, but the King of Kings. Okay? So ngayon, nandun siya, in this context, in Daniel chapter 6, this now, balik mo doon sa verse 1, kuya. Verse 1 muna. Yan. It pleased Darius. So si Darius ngayon, he is the king. Nung time na to, si Daniel probably around 80 years old, 50 years in the service in the government. So, what I really love about Daniel is not a pastor. Daniel is not a missionary. He's not even a minister or a worker or a church staff. Daniel is a government official. You know? Yeah? He's in the marketplace, he's in the business world, he is in the government. You know? Just as many of us. Yeah? So, alam mo yun, alam natin ang kalagayan ng ating gobyerno ngayon. Yeah? So, he was surrounded with corruption and anomalies, but Daniel, being true to his God, was able to distinguish himself. So, it's possible pala. Yeah? Though we are surrounded with, alam mo yun, with worldliness and wickedness, we can testify to this world, to this dying world, having this living God in our lives. Looking at this, it pleased Darius to appoint 120 satraps, or prince. Yun lang yan, okay? So, dahil nasa sobrang laki ng teritoryo na ni Darius, kailangan niya mag-appoint ng 120 princess. Ay, prince. Princess, okay? Prince. Okay? So, ngayon, nag-appoint siya, merong tatlong presidente. One of those guys is Daniel. So, imagine ngayon, si Daniel, being accountable to the king, to not suffer loss. So, gusto ko makita niyo dito that Daniel was actually close or maybe a good friend of King Darius. Someone thought King Darius is also the same as King Cyrus. Okay? So next, kuya, sabi ito, no, Daniel so distinguished himself among the administrator and the satraps by exceptional qualities that the king planned to set him over the whole kingdom. When you're good at something, promotion will come. You know what's good thing about Daniel? He is not doing this for himself alone. Everything that he does it for God and with God. That's why he is so distinguished. He is so excellent. Ano yung character niya sabi kanina dito? He is so distinguished in qualities. Meron pa yan, kuya. At this time, yan, yung mga government, yung mga administrators, etc., tried to find grounds for charges against Daniel in his conduct of government affairs. But they were unable to do so. They could find no corruption in him because he was trustworthy, neither corrupt nor negligent. In other rendition in NLT, he was, kuya, next slide tayo. Meron pa, yung ano, yung mismong character ni Daniel. Yan. He was faithful, always responsible, and completely trustworthy. Wow. Who wants that kind of man? Faithful. Di ba yan ang hinahanap nating lahat? Tama ba? Di ba? Sino dito gusto mo tapat? Ayaw nyo? Bakit? Di ba? Napakasarap. Di ba? Isang tapat na estudyante. Isang tapat na manggagawa. Isang tapat na negosyante. Isang tapat na lingkod ng Diyos. Isang tapat, di ba? Tapat na lingkod ng bayan. Yeah, we are all looking for faithful people, and that's who Daniel is. Di ba? Right now, tayo, kung hahanapan tayo ng butas, mga ilan? Yun agad ang tanong, di ba? Kung hahanapan ka ng butas ngayon, mga ilan? Joke po yun, mga kapatid, hindi nyo na-gets, no? Okay lang. Di ba? Ba't ba ang tanong? Ba't ilan agad? Di ba? Tanungin mo muna kung meron. Di ba? Ang dami, pagtingin mo sa salamin, ang dami agad. Oh, hindi, joke lang. Okay. Medyo slow pa. Mas mabilis yung mga sa ubiyan eh. Hindi, joke lang. Di ba? Honest to goodness. Di ba? Pag tayo kaya humarap ngayon sa salamin, hinarap tayo sa ibang tao, what do you think about Jesse? What do you think about, I don't want to mention name, okay? Di ba? Parang, ano, reality check. Ano kaya ang tingin sa atin ng tao? Anong tingin sa atin ng ano? Can we hear the resounding word? Ah, yan. Faithful yan. Di ba? Yeah. Parang ngayon, di ba? May mga ano tayo dito. Yung mga, ano to? Paparangalan. Yung mga ano, di ba? Di ba parang ang sarap lang talaga marinig na yung anak mo. Di ba? The highest honor. Yeah, di ba? Mga summa cum laude. Magna cum laude. Di ba? Balibaliktorian. Di ba? Balik-balik sa school, di ba? Salutatorian, di ba? Ang yun, iba na, di ba? With honor, di ba? With honor, with horror, most horrible, di ba? Di ba? Ang parang din, ako dati nung ano, grade, ano lang ako, grade 1, nakatanggap ako, Courtesy Award, di ba? Napaka-courteous ko daw, masayang-masaya nanay ko. Hindi, actually kasi sinasaktuan ko lang talaga lagi. May sakto ka lang sa school. Pag ang passing grade 5 lang ginagawa ko. Na-joke ko lang yun. Natatawa kasi ako. Itong mga kaibigan ko, meron kami mga ganitong kalaki. Ganitong kalaki na puro medal. Puro medal. Napakadaming medal sa bahay. Punta sila ngayon dun. Pagpunta nila ngayon, sabi nila, Pops, dami mong medal dito ah. Nakakuha mo lang yun sa basketball, no? Di ba? Alam mo yun? Yun lang ang turing nila. Sabi ko, hindi ha. Ganyan ako. No? Pero totoo, hindi akin yun. Kay Ain yun, kay Honey yun. Nung sinabi ko, hindi, joke lang, hindi akin yan. kay Honey yan. Sabi niya, wow! Ba't ganun? Ba't ganun? Nung sa akin, basketball? Nung kanya, wow! Sana, hindi, pero good thing is yun nga, when people look at that, they have that sense of, oh, wow. That guy is, ano, serving God. That guy is really becoming a good testimony in the school. Diba? Highest honor yan. Diba? Hindi nangungopia. Hindi nagpapakopia. A focus, wala yung boyfriend. Yung batang yan, yung lalaking yan, walang boyfriend yan. Walang girlfriend. Hindi, sigurado na tayo ngayon. Dalawa na. Ginagano na natin yan. Ano kasi, itong mundo na to, magulo eh. Diba? At least, kinaklarify na natin. Misa kasi, mga anak natin, baka sinasabi sa atin, ha, tay, wala po ako talagang girlfriend. Palang may boyfriend na, di ba? So, yun lang. Kinaklarify ko lang lahat. Okay? So, you see, Daniel was so faithful and he was so responsible as well. Sino yan yan? Gusto mo responsableng tao. Ayan. Yung paninindigan ka. Yung ipaglalaban ka. Alam mo, ganyan din ang hanahanap ng Diyos. Di ba? Yan, tinan mo, pag nakita mo yung life ni Daniel, he's serving God, ilang hari na yung dumaan, pero he was there. Because, you know, hindi naman siya mananatili doon kung hindi niya nagagampanan ang kanyang tungkulin. Di ba? Sa atin din naman, I want us to see that whatever we do, we tend kasi to compartmentalize life. We tend to see this, that if we're doing things for the church, we're doing things for God. No! That's not how we do Christianity. Christianity is a lifestyle that we live. Whether we are in the school, whether we're in the campus, whether we're in the workplace, whether we're in the street, we can represent, we can really testify of who God is in our lives. Pag yung ginagawa mong matino trabaho mo, you're actually worshiping God, you're actually honoring God. Walang ito pang full-time lang yan. Ito pang half-time Christian lang yan. Walang mga ganun, mga kapatid. Lahat tayo, we are full-time Christians who full-time serving, honoring God. Amen? Ba't konti? Di ba? Dapat lang, di ba? So dapat, tayo din, sa buhay natin yun nga, we become responsible and completely trustworthy. I love that. Gusto ko yun. Yung mapagkakatiwalaan. Sino dito, di ba, lagi tinatanong yan eh, sino dito nagtitiwala sa Diyos? Tasa kayo lahat, di ba? Pag tinanong mo, ikaw, pagkakatiwalaan kaya ni Lord? Eh, ano kasi, busy eh. Daming ano eh. Di ba? I hope and I pray that we're able to really have that kind of values. That you are faithful. Can you say that? Faithful? Always responsible. Hindi ka lang responsable sa schoolwork, responsable ka rin sa bahay. Kanina yung mga disciples ko, tinanong ko isa-isa, oh, how's your ministry? Kasi isip mo, pag tinanong mo, how's your ministry? Oh, ito po, Pops, and sabi ko, how's your ministry to your family? Yeah, ang ministry natin unang-una, family. Oh, mga anak dito, mga kabataan dito, ikaw ba yung naglalaban ng, ano, ng mga damit nyo sa bahay? Oh, nagwawala pa iba dyan. Okay. Ikaw ba'y tumutulong sa gawa yung bahay? Di ba? Always responsible. You're responsible in your faith, in your testimony, in your image as a son of God, as a daughter of God. Di ba? Pangatlo is yun, trustworthy. Pagkakatiwalaan. You know, looking at this, sabi ko, what's the secret of Daniel? Why he's so faithful? Why he's so responsible? Why he is so trustworthy? And sa lahat na nagdaan sa kanya, tinin nyo ha, if you will look in the passage, in the mga preceding verses, pag tinignan nyo po, yung mga storyline ng mga pangyayari, ay, nako. Okay lang, sige. Nawala eh. Okay. Pag tinignan nyo po, di ba, from chapter 1 to chapter 6, when Daniel stand that he will not eat any defiled foods, di ba? Di ba? Young, good-looking, he choose God. Yung time na ininterpret niya yung dream ni Nebuchadnezzar, he choose God. He choose to honor God. And right now, ito, tinan yung life ni Darius, when he was actually having, alam mo yun, that time of persecution somehow. Di ba? Ano sabi doon sa passage natin? Balikan po natin yung passage natin. Sabi dito, so this administrator and satraps went as a group to king said, may Darius live forever. That's the second, that's what happened. Para mahanapan nila ng butas si Darius, alam nila na sobrang si Darius, ay si Daniel, ay sobrang mapagmahal sa Diyos at hindi niya gagawa siya ng kahit anong kumpermiso against his God. Doon nila ngayon hinanapan ng butas. To the point na sinabi nila sa hari, may the King Darius live forever, the royal administrators, prefects, satraps, advisors, governors have all agreed. Wait, we know that this is a lie. Kasinungalingan to, bakit? Yung isa sa mga administrator, si Daniel. Pero sabi nila, lahat nag-agree na na for the next 30 days, walang magdadasal sa ibang Diyos, tanging sa'yo lamang. But King Darius was somehow, kahit kaibigan siya ni Daniel, eh, alam mo yun, misan ng mga hari, may pagka, egocentric, di ba? So pumayag naman siya. And sabi doon, he made a decree, that who prays to any god or human being during the next 30 days except to you, your majesty shall be thrown into the lion's den. So, imagine niyo ngayon, nagkaroon ng decree sa buong Pilipinas, o wala muna magpipray, ha? Tingin nyo kaya, ano kaya mangyayari sa mga prayer gathering natin? Ano kaya mangyayari sa mga church services natin? Ano kaya mangyayari sa mga fellowship natin? Naku, eto na. Diba? Siguro talaga, walang pupunta. But you know what? What's Daniel's secret? How we live a consistent testimony. How we live a consistent life, giving glory to God. In verse 10, we will read verse 10. Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upper stair room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before. You know, parang isipin mo, no? When Daniel heard the news, hindi siya parang ano yun, nag-rattle. Ay, nako. You know, he just get back into his routine. He doesn't pray more, nor he doesn't pray less. It was his routine. His discipline. Di ba, pag tayo, minsan, may mga problems na dumadating sa buhay natin, we call unto God. But you know, this is the secret of Daniel. One of the secret of Daniel is, Daniel is settled that God is in control. He was so faithful, he was so responsible, he was so trustworthy to God because he knows that God is in control. Hello? When we come, when was the time that, you know, you face a challenge, when you face something na alam mo na it will cost you something, are you gonna still choose God sa buhay mo? But here, knowing that God is in control, alam ni Daniel eh. Whatever comes his way, whatever he will experience in this life, he know that God is in control. God is actually maneuvering everything, orchestrating everything for his own good. Whether he is on the training, whether he is on the interpreting dreams, whether right now in the government serving, sabi dito, bumalik lang siya, then he prayed. I believe that's the secret of Daniel. His excellent prayer is actually embedded deeply in his relationship with God. His intimacy with God. Daniel was so excellent, so faithful, so responsible to us because he's close to God. And he chose to abide in God, not to King Darius. Diba, for example, pwede namang gawin ni Daniel, nung nalaman niya to, kinausap niya si King Darius. Baka naman may anomalya dyan. Hindi naman ako nag-agree dyan eh. Sinabi nila nag-agree. Ang una niyang nilapitan, sino? Si Darius. Tama ba? Bakit? Total naman, di ba? Usually, totong-totoy sa gobyerno, di ba? Pwede mo naman pakiusapan, di ba? Ah, kumpadre, pakiayos naman yan, di ba? Di ba? He can simply make compromises, but not for Daniel. Sometimes ganun eh. You know, if we fail to view God, to see God, if we fail to see God in every situation of our lives, we already fail. Ano man pinagdadaanan mo kapatid ngayon, may delay ka? Delay ka graduate. Delay ang sahod. Ano man? Okay? May distraction. Meron ka man discouragement. Meron ka mga disappointments. Ano man pinagdadaanan mo ngayon, Try to look, God, where are you here? You know, when you have that, when you resolve that in your heart, the problem is already solved. Because you know that God is in control. God is never mistaken. God has never forgotten me. Hindi na ako nakakalimutan ng Diyos. Eh, that's the heart of Daniel. Alam, gusto ko po makita natin dito that do you see that God is actually and actively involved in every affairs of your life? Does God care sa labahan ko? Does God care sa exam ko? Yes. Everything that we do here, everything comes from God and everything is for His purpose. I want us to see that when you're doing your daily chores sa bahay, you become a testimony to your parents. A good testimony to your parents. You are a loving daughter. Di ba? A loving son. You become a powerful testimony. Amen? Di ba? When you become good student, you become powerful testimony to what? To whom? To your teachers. To all your classmates. Right? So gusto kong makita natin every arenas, in every affairs of our lives, God is actually in control and it could be, God is actively involved. Amen to that?
Ginaganong ko to, hindi pala to yung ano. Fail.
Sige. Next. Daniel is so secured that God is with him. God is with him. You know, if you look at the life of Daniel, there's no controversy, no scandal, no under the table na deal. There's no skeleton in the closet. You know why? Because Daniel lived a life that he is conscious and concerned that God is with him. When you talk about God is with him, God is with you. God is beside you. Nakikita ba natin sa ating buhay ito? Di ba, iba yung Diyos na alam niya na ang mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. Pero iba rin yung Diyos na kasama mo siya parang mapagtagumpayan lahat ng bagay na nangyayari sa buhay mo. Hello? Di ba? Sa lahat ng bagay na gagawin mo, pagdidesisyonan mo, pagpaplanuhan mo, pipiliin mo, I want you to see that, you know, you have that time with God, you consult God. Sabi dito, he actually prayed, ano? 3 times. Hello? 3 times. 3 times. Ako, ganyan din ako mag-pray. 3 times a day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Isa nga 5 times pa eh. Kasi may midnights na ako tsaka merienda. Di ba? Totoo, minsan ganun lang tayo mag-pray. Pero kung honestly, kung tatanungin yung bawat isa ngayon dito, how's your intimacy with God? How's your prayer life? Do you see that God is with, do you have that consciousness that God is with you? God is actually walking with you. He's leading you, directing you in every part, in every way of your life. Alam niyo po, one thing that is really exceptional here is in my, he was able to trust God in his life that knowing Daniel is a man of integrity, a man blameless, faithful. Remember, di ba? Sinabi ko po sa inyo, kasi si Daniel, he's doing everything for God and with God. Remember? He do things for God and with God. Alam niyo, pag nakikita ko po ito, so the king gave order and they brought Daniel and threw him into the lion's den. And the king said to Daniel, may your God, whom you serve, continually rescue you. Dito makikita natin sa passage na to that the King Darius have a knowledge na si Darius talaga, ay si Daniel talaga, ay isang lingkod ng Diyos. And you know, pag tinignan niya yung story na to, dahil si Darius ay malapit kay Daniel, nagkamali siya. To the point na hindi niya, alam mo, mga kapatid, ganun yung pag-anghari, nagbitaw ng salita. nagbitaw ng salita, hindi pwedeng mabali. To the point siya mismo, buong araw tinatry niyang kahit papaano ay ma-alter. No, hindi na-alter. Kaya nga, pag din yung istorya, si King Darius, aligagang aligaga. Wala siyang magawa. To the point na nasabi niya lang to. Buong araw, ginawa niya ng paraan, the most powerful man on that empire, walang nagawa because of his words. And sabi niya lang dito, may your God, okay, kuya, balik mo lang, may your God, whom you serve continually rescue you. This eh, mga kapatid eh. You know, little that Daniel know that he was actually becoming a blessing, a testimony to King Darius. Di ba? Ngayon, pag tinitingnan mo yung buhay mo, actually your service to God, your faithfulness to God, every time that you serve people, you're becoming a powerful testimony to God. Yung simpleng paglilingkod mo sa, natutuwa ako dito kay, ano, kay Brother Joey. Dito si Brother Joey. Brother Joey, yung nakarang nagkwento dito sa live group namin, nandyan lang siya. Sabi niya, I want to touch people's lives. Nakita raw siya dyan ng matanda. Nakita niya may bitbit. Sabi niya, nilapitan niya daw agad. Sabi ko, saan po kayo pupunta? Tinulungan niya agad. Ngayon yung itong matandang to, tontuwa naman, napatanong sa kanya. Sabi niya, saan ka ba pupunta, iyo? Sabi niya, dyan po sa church. Ganun ba? Ano bang religion niyo? Ganun. Hindi, sabi niya po, ano po, Christian po ako. You see, your life speaks. Pero yun nga, it's your choice. It's your choice, your daily choice to present God in your life. Alam niyo po, isa sa mga struggle ko ngayon, nasa kalsada kasi ako lagi. Alam niyo, minsan mahirap magpaka-Kristiyano sa mga, ano, alam niyo, mga kinakat ka, di ba, yung mga nagda-drive dito, di ba? Yung mga biglang tumatawid, yung aso, hindi mo naman talaga masisitayan. Pero yung, alam mo yun, minsan, ano, nakakabang gigil, na parang gusto mo ubertikan, gusto mo sitahin, di ba? Pero, you know, there's a world watching us. And God is also watching us. God is also watching us. Hello? Alam niyo ba ang Diyos ay nagmamasid sa'yo? You know what? The problem is, some of us tend to control God. We put a blindfold on God that the things that we want Him to see and those things that we don't want Him to see. May mga ganun, di ba? Tama ba? Come on, admit it. Di ba? Minsan may ganyan tayo eh. May mga bagay na gusto nating makita ng Diyos. Ano gusto nating makita ng Diyos? Lord, tingnan mo. Kailangan ko ng provision. Di ba? Ano tayo? Di ba? Ganyan-ganyan tayo. Lord, tingnan mo naman. Oh. Kailangan ko ng backup. Kailangan ko ng kagalingan. Yung mga bagay na yan, gusto natin makita agad-agad ng Diyos. Pero, sometimes, pagpili natin sa Diyos, pag may mga panahon na tayo nagkakasala, we thought that we can somehow blindfold God. Ay, hindi naman yan, hindi yan pansin. Yung mga little compromises, little things that we somehow, ano yan? Somehow, for our own advantage, ginagawa natin. Hello? Maybe, marami sa atin, kaya we can live a consistent life because we have a compromised life. Ang dami nating kompromiso. All our sins, all our, alam yun, secrets, dark secrets, it's about time that we give it to God and allow God that, Lord, this is who I am. Ito ako, Lord. I want to walk with you, God. Alam mo, sinasabi ko po ito sa mga disciples ko that, alam yun, it's about time that we really experience this Jesus. The Bible that we have, itong Bible po na meron tayo, it is not merely to be understood. Hindi ito aklat na para maintindihan lamang. Ito'y aklat na dapat mo ma-experience. Paano mo ito ma-experience? Dapat mo itong ipamuhay. Daniel was able to experience God's power, God's miracle, God's intervention. You know why? Because he is living out the call. He is living out a life for God. When was the last time you have the testimony? I mean, God has provided for you. When was the last time you had a healing, an answered prayer? Come on. Come on. Ha? Minsan, tontuwa tayo sa testimony ng iba. Pero how about us? Do you experience God firsthand? Daniel, he experienced God. Just imagine, you are sleeping with the lions. Sino dito nag-aalaga ng lion? Yung parang you're like a boss. Di ba? Mga ganun lang yung mga boss. Eh, di ba? Mayroon po kasi akong leon sa bahay. Tiger. Yung asawa ko, bigyan ng tiger. Yung mga parang totoo, di ba? Yun nga lang ganun, nakakagulat na eh, di ba? Just imagine yung power ng isang lion. Talagang ano eh, it's kung wala yung biyaya ng Diyos, hindi makakaligtas si Daniel eh. Pero you know what? Like a boss. Natulog pa. Mas masarap pa yung tulog ni Daniel kaysa sa tulog ni Darius. Bakit? Kasi kasama niya ang Diyos. Kapatid, the safest thing that you can do is to choose God and obey God. And the capacity, the power for us to obey is having that mind, having that thought that God is with me. Alam mo, susunod ka eh. Magtitiwala ka eh. Tataya ka, mananampalataya ka. Bakit? Alam mo, kasama mo Diyos. Hello? Di ba? Alam mo, kasama mo Diyos eh. Dumaan ka man sa apoy, hindi ka masusunog. Bakit? Kasama natin ang Diyos. Totoo ako dito sa mga bata kanina, yung mga sumasayo eh, di ba? Di ba? Just imagine the thing that we might miss. We are actually missing things like this. Because, you know why? Because we tend to have a life, a doubled life. Hello? Are we learning? Are we changing? Amen, amen. Next, you know, one thing that I want us to value is this before I go to my next point. Gusto po sana yun talaga, ma-develop sa atin yung heart of intimacy with God through our prayer. Di ba? I believe Daniel was able to be faithful, to be responsible, trustworthy because he had a renewal every day with God. And on his knees, he's praying, Lord, I believe it is all by your grace. It is all by your mercy and power that I will able to stand all the tests, all the challenges. Alam mo yun? Tayo talaga na umasa tayo sa Diyos, manalangin tayo, i-develop natin ang mga bagay na, naalala ko tayo sinabi ko, marami mga tao alanganin. Bakit? Kulang sa? Panalangin. Di ba? Tinan mo nga yung katabi mo kung alanganin ngayon yan. Sabi mo, bro, pray din. Sis, pray ka din. Di ba? Manalangin tayo. I remember, especially for our ministry, ngayon, ito talaga, sabi ko sa Lord to, nag-minister talaga sa akin yung word ni Daniel na to, na, Lord, I want to pray. You know what? There was a story, a missionary who went to China. And then, when he went to China, he ministered to a tribe of people on the southern tribe. He was there for mga 10 years. The ministry is booming. A lot of people converted. Almost all the whole tribe converted to Jesus Christ. But one day he met a man from northern tribe. So, wala siyang idea na he was there south China, a tribe there. Pero meron pang northern tribe. Na-meet niya, and you know, he was so passionate about to share the gospel. He spent the next 2 weeks, kasi yun lang yung available time nung lalaki. He spent the next 2 weeks discipling, praying for this guy. And then after that, they separate ways. After that moment, after that day, the ministry of this man has changed. I believe it's James Fraser, Pastor James Fraser. Nagbago yung ministry niya. You know what? What is daily routine? Every early in the morning, when he woke up, he do his devotion and pray up until noon. Nananalangin siya. Yun lang ginagawa niya, nananalangin siya. Then people was asking, bakit ganun? Before, hindi yun yung routine niya. Then after that, afternoon nun, hanggang paggabi, yun yung ministry niya sa tao, sa tribes. And he did that for several months. Several years. Lo and behold, you know what happened? His ministry goes to hundreds. The ministry of this guy in the northern tribe grows in thousands. Why? Because he knows that when I work, yeah, remember? Pastor Edmund Chan? Pastor Al told us that when we work. But when we pray, God marvelously work in the lives of people. You know, right now, I spend more time praying for my disciples. I can hold their lives. Hindi ko hawak yung buhay nila. As mas, gusto ko na nga, alam niyo, gusto ko yung itong word, isalaksak na doon. Para lang mabago. No, hindi natin kayang baguhin ng tao. Pero kayo ng Diyos. All we can do is pray and trust God along the process. Thirdly, and the last, is Daniel was so sold out that the word of God is true. The God's promises. Ano sabi doon sa passage? Yung mismong passage sabi doon, he went to a upstairs, solitary, wala siyang pagmamalaki, ginagawa niya yung ano niya, yung routine niya o prayer. And sabi doon, he was praying to Jerusalem. There was a declaration in the time of Solomon that those who pray towards Jerusalem, there was actually a fulfillment. It is a prototype in Old Testament, New Testament. They were actually looking forward to a kingdom, an unshakable kingdom. You know, that's why Daniel was so secured. He was so composed that alam mo yun, hindi siya nangamba kung saan matatanggal sa posisyon, kung ano mangyayari sa kanya, that he might lose or he might die. End up, remember? I believe he has also uttered the words of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I love that conversation. Ang pinagkaiba nga lang ni Shadrach tsaka ni Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, yung mismong hari na si Nebuchadnezzar, galit na galit. Si Darius naman, hindi. Tuwan-tuwa nung nabuhay lungkot na lungkot nung sumuway si Daniel. So anong sabi dito? Sabi ni Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, if we are thrown, this is the time ha, na yung tatlo ha, ito thrown to blazing furnace. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God whom we serve is able to save us. He will rescue us from your power, your majesty. But even if He doesn't, we want to make it clear to you, your majesty, that we will never serve your gods or worship the gold statue you have set up. Yeah? Gusto ko yun. But you know this? Sabi niya, my God, who I'm served continually, has saved me and proved me that I'm not guilty. You know, what are the things that we are willing to offer to God? To sacrifice? Actually, there are little things that we can do for God that we tend to think that we're doing a lot of things to God. Alam niyo, naalala ko nung bata ako, yung nanay ko, dahil nga minsan makulit ako, gusto ko siya tulungan sa pagbubuhat ng grocery niya. Alam niyo yun? Grocery niya. Yung bang pag, di ba, pagbubuhatin, tapos gusto sabihin ng nanay ko na, hindi ka naman nakakatulong eh. Hindi ka naman nakakatulong eh. Di ba? Pero dahil lang gusto niya ako pagbigyan na, kunyari, nakakatulong ako, alam niyo yun, papahawak niya yung kabilang side. Pero totoo, hawak naman niya lahat. Di ba? Alam niyo yun? Di ba? So yun, bibit-bitin niya, ako naman feeling ko, ang dami kong natutulong. Di ba? Di ba? Same thing as with us. Alam niyo, whether you like it or not, when God invites us to have a partnership with Him, doesn't much that we contribute. Everything that the Lord has done is a finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hello? So, let's not brag about that, Lord. I'm here. But you know what? What's good thing about Daniel? He is so sold that the promises of God is true. You know, circumstances in this life are temporary. But the Word of God lives forever. Alam mo, kapatid, yung... I remember before, nung mga panahon naglalakad pa lang ako, lagi ko sinasabi sa sarili ko, Lord, lalakad ako ah. Sabi ko, Lord, saglit lang to. Bahagya lang to, pananandalian lang to. Up until the Lord gave me a bike. Nagbabike naman ako, enjoy ako sa pag-bike ko. Nasimple lang ako, sabi ko, Lord, gusto ko naman motor. Simple lang na ako eh. Yeah? So, mas mabilis. Sabi ko, Lord, saglit lang to, magbabike ako. Nagkamotor ako. Ngayon naman, ang pinapangarap ko, magkakotse. Kasi sabi ko, Lord, saglit lang to. Magmumotor. Uubusin ko yung gulong ng motor ko. Tapos nun, magkakotse na ako. Susunod, baala ko na ano, hot air balloon, mga ganun. Na ganun. You know, I want you to see that every circumstance of your life are just passing on. It's part of the grand plan. Yung pagkabasted mo, saglit lang yan. Yung breakup nyo, yung lalaki na iniwanan ka at nangako pa ng kung ano-ano sa'yo at hindi naman tinupad, ayaan mo na yon, ang pangako ng Diyos totoo. Doon mo, yun ang panghawakan mo. Yeah? Yung promotion mo, ang tagal-tagal mo hinihintay, binigay sa iba, ayaan mo na yun. Saglit lang yan, dadaan lang yan. You know, what one good thing about Daniel is, he was able to see the eternal. He was able to see that God is actually at work in his life. Alam mo yun, even though I lost my life here, it's not the end. Mga kapatid, lahat ng mga bagay na mawawala sa atin sa mundong ito, hindi naman itong katapusan eh. Kaya huwag nating panggigilan. Alam mo, ako actually, itong lately, may pinanggigigilan talaga ako. Sabi ko lang, Lord, I'm rest assured that in your beautiful time, everything will make, you will make it happen. Alam mo, having that thought, having that, I'm settled to the thought that, God, you are true to your promises. Magkakaasawa ka.
Wala, walang nakikiklaim, di ba? Magkakanegosyo ka. Tama ba? Mapopromote ka. Makakagraduate ka. Makakabahay kayo. Magkaka-12 ka din. Di ba? Makakapag-plant ka ng church. Makakapunta ka ng ibang bansa. Di ba? Magtiwala ka lang sa Diyos. Because God is true to His promises. When He said that, alam mo yung nakita na ni Daniel, I don't care about this kingdom because I am building an unshakable kingdom. The kingdom of Jesus Christ. Hello? So that's why He has that capacity to obey God, to surrender everything, and to willingly to die for God. I want us to watch this video. I was moved by this video. This is from the film Silence. I want us to have a taste of what this really means to really choose God amidst the persecution. You know, it's easy to say. It's maybe a rebuke to me. I hope that it will be also a rebuke to you guys, to all of us. Kasi, totoo lang, I was asking myself, Lord, am I that disciple, that believer that is willing to die for you? That in point, kasi may point dito sa movie na to, na pwede mo namang sabihin eh, yung kasi mismong parang father nila, nag-recant ng faith, and these two disciples they can't imagine, no! Parang ito lang eh, parang, ako, I can't imagine Pastor Al will recant Jesus Christ. To the point na, tinalikuran ni Pastor Al si Lord. Hindi pwede yun. Ganun yung dalawang ano na to, intern na to, itong dalawang disciples, hindi sila makapaniwala. Because you know what? This pastor, there were this father, siya yung nag-share ng gospel, siya yung nag-train. Ngayon siya pa yung pumunta ng Japan, to share the gospel. And nagkaroon ng revival. But you know, after that, a great persecution. And I want us to have an idea. Can we have that drive, that desire to choose God when times like this comes? Maybe we'll watch it later. I want to end my message with this. You know, the Word of God is trustworthy. The Word of God is faithful. God is faithful. I want us to live that kind of life that, Lord, I am unashamed. I'm willing to give everything to you, Lord. But to the point that, alam mo yun, we're able to see the eternity. That everything in this world is just temporary. Lord, there's gonna be more. This is not the end. Kapatid, this is not the end. That I am willing to die for you, Lord. Actually, there was a time, kasi there were three of them, di ba? And ang ginawa sa kanila, nung pagtali sa kanila ganun, yung wave, matama sa kanila. And in the center, in a center, sabi niya, alam mo, he said the same prayer of Jesus Christ. Sabi niya, Lord, I give into your spirit. I was shouting, and the one is singing hymn of praise. Tapos sabi niya, Paraiso! You know, it's about time that Christians of today are able to have that eyes that see the eternity. That not everything that you see is everything right now in this world. But the real life is life with God in eternity. A life in paradise with Him. I remember a missionary. He was serving for about 40 years of his life, doing the work of God. Then when he is about to go home, he wrote to his hometown, we're coming back, we're excited to share what God has done in our ministry. You know, they were so excited that they know na itong mga kapatid nila sa Panginoon will prepare a grand welcome celebration to them. Alam mo yan? So ngayon, pagbalik nila sa ano, nakita nila, meron nga, ang dami. Remember, hindi nila alam, nakasakay pala nila si Theodore Roosevelt, who is, inga, alam mo yan, siya pala yung binibigyan ng grand celebration welcome. Okay? Eto ngayon, dalawang mag-asawa na to na missionary, yung lalaki was so down that sabi niya, after all years of hard work, that's it. Lord, it's so unfair. No one noticed, no one recognized, no, alam mo yan? Normal inclination of a man. Sabi sa kanya ng asawa niya, which is the Holy Spirit. The same Holy Spirit, sabi niya, Honey,
I want you to go upstairs and pray and ask the Lord why. After that, after an hour, the man went down. Sabi ng asawa niya, what the Lord said to you, honey? Sabi niya, the Lord said to me, my son, you are not yet home. Could it be that all the disappointments in this world, all the struggles, all the delays, all the discouragement, all the hurts, all the pains, is just a reminder to all of us that this is not our home? But there's a paradise waiting for us. And our mission, our purpose, is to testify that one true God in our lives. Can we just all stand up and pray? I want us to all just bow down our heads. I want us to be in tune with God. Come on, maybe for the longest time you feel, just like Pastor Al preached last time, you're on the second seat. You're not a first generation Christian. Maybe you have lost sight of what is most valuable, most important of all. And that is God Himself. That is God Himself. And God, life with God in eternity. Right now, I want you to see your life right now as a living testimony, a powerful testimony to wherever God will bring you, will lead you. Right now, if your prayer to God, Lord, right now, it seems that I lose control. That's your prayer, Lord. But Lord, I want to see that you are in control of everything. That all my discouragement, all my disappointment, all the things that is happening in my life, Lord, you are in control. And I want to trust you, God. I want to see that, Lord, you are faithful. You are responsible. You are always responsible. And you are trustworthy, God. That's your prayer. You want to entrust to God, Lord. I know that you are sovereign. You are powerful enough to turn everything, to maneuver everything for my own good. That's your prayer. I want you to just raise your hand. Tas mo lang kamay mo. I will pray for you. Quickly, come on. Come on, just raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Raise up your hand. Come on. Saying to God, Lord, Lord, napapagod po ako. Nasasawa po ako. Minsan po, hindi ko po alam kung saan ko dadamputin, Panginoon, ang pag-asa, yung tagumpay, yung success, yung direction. But you want to say to God, Lord, I need your direction. I know that you're in control of my life. You know what you're doing. You cannot be mistaken, God. Sipin niyo na baba. Right now, if you're saying to God, Lord, I want you to go with me. Lord, samahan mo po ako. May gagawin po akong desisyon. May gagawin po akong plano. Lord, may gagawin po akong pagpili. Lord, I want to do this not on my own, but with you, God. Lord, gusto kong maramdaman na kasama kita. I mean, kasama kita, Lord, saan man tayo magdaan, even to the darkest valley, even to the fire, even to the lion's den, Lord God. Lord, I want to be with you. That's your prayer. I want you to just raise your hand and I will also pray for you. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah, Lord God. You know this dance, God. Maybe your prayer is right now, Lord, I have a word right now. I know that it comes from you. But sometimes, Lord, naiinip ako. Lord, nawawalan ako ng pag-asa. But I want you to abide in God. God is true to His promises. Right now, you want to claim your inheritance to God. You want to claim the promises of God. You want to see the eternity. God, I want to live for you. My life is not everything in here. My life is with you. If you want to have that eyes that see, a faith that see what God has prepared for you, I want you to just raise your hand right now. Come on, just raise up your hand. Now I will also pray for you. Hallelujah. Everyone, na nagtaas ang kamay, can we just come here in front? Come on. Come on. If hindi ka nagtaas ang kamay, pero you feel you want to be prayed for, you want to have the spirit of Daniel in your life, you're saying to Jesus, you're saying to God that, Lord, I want to be part of this unshakable kingdom. I want to be part of your grand purpose, of your grand plan. Come on, just come here, come on. Sibo, kapit po tayo dito, ushers, can you help me out? Guys, can you go here? Hallelujah. Before I pray for you, come on, I just worship the Lord. I love this song. It talks about our desire to commit our lives to God, to surrender our lives to God. God has given us everything in this life. You have a life right now, a beautiful life to live. You have been saved by grace. You have been saved by faith. Right now, you Oh, the favor, the blessings of God. That's how much God values you. That's how much important you are. But right now, how much do you value God? How much you're willing to make the most of your life for God? How much you're willing to go for God? Even at the point of death, even surrendering everything, your life, your ambition. I want you to have an eyes of faith and see the eternal. Come on, there's a future waiting for us. Whatever right now that we have here in this earth, it's not everything. All the pleasures of this world is fading away along with everything it brings. Of God lives forever. I want to raise up your hands and let's receive God's blessings. Lord, right now, help my brother, help my sisters, oh God, to be true to His calling, to her calling right now, Lord. He wants to choose you. He wants to be an authentic disciple, oh God, a follower, genuine inside out, Lord God. That, Lord, this past all the things that he has done, Lord God, Lord God, Lord, we know that it's already forgiven. And right now, Lord, we have a future with you, Lord God. A future that is so good and so bright, Lord God. Brighter and larger than this world can offer, Lord God. I hope that every one of us here, Father, will not miss that. That, Lord, how we wish if we will come to that point of our lives, oh God, that we have given more to you, Lord God, that we have served more days to you, Lord God, that we have, Lord God, sacrificed more for you, Lord God. I hope that we will not miss that day, Lord God, that you are coming soon, and you're waiting. Lord God, there will be a grand celebration for your children because we are coming home, Lord God, and we will be a powerful testimony to the lives of many, Lord God. Right now, God is calling you. God, you will be a witness to your workplace. You will be a witness to your campuses. You will be a witness to your family. You will win your family. You will be a witness to your loved ones, your friends. You will be a witness to this nation. Lo and behold, you will witness the grandness, the beauty, the majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's your reward. That's your reward. Lord, release the spirit of Daniel, oh God, that we will be, Lord, so secured in your presence, that we will be settled, Lord, Lord, Lord God, that whatever comes our way, Lord, you are in control, whether bad things or good things, oh God, you are in control, Lord God. And Lord, we are sold out. We will be sold out, oh God, that, Lord, you are true to your promises. Ang pangako ng Diyos, maaasahan mo. Ang pangako ng Diyos, masasandalan mo. Dahil ang Diyos ay buhay, tapat, nagmamahal, naghihintay sa iyo. Lord, right now, I pray, Father, for that spirit, O God, to embrace, O God, your dear children here. And Lord, it will overflow in the lives of many, O God. That, Lord, from this church, Lord, people will become more faithful, responsible, trustworthy, prayerful, oh God. And Lord, there will be a great awakening, a great revival in the lives of everyone here, in our families, in Bulacan, oh God, in the Philippines. Oh God. Right now, if you're a first timer, you're new to this, I want you to see that God is calling you. God wants to have a relationship with you. God has given you life, and he wants that life to be used for him. He wants the life to be used for his glory, for his honor. I want, if you're deciding, you're choosing God right now, you're a first timer, you're new to here, and you want to come to God, and you want to taste my Jesus, taste the goodness, the beauty of Jesus Christ. I want you to raise your hand. I want you to raise up your hand. Anyone that wants to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, gusto mong tanggapin ang Panginoon sa iyong buhay, and I will pray for you. Come on, just pray with me. Sabihin mo to sa Panginoon. Panginoon, come on, say it. Panginoon, come on. Salamat po sa iyong biyaya, sa iyong pagmamahal. Inaangkin ko po ang kaligtasan na nagmumula sa iyo. Kinikilala po kita bilang Panginoon, tagapagligtas ng aking buhay. At kinikilala ko ang ginawa mo doon sa krus para sa akin. Inaangking ko po ang buhay ng pagpapala, paggabay, pagmamahal at paraiso na sama ka. Lord, we leave everything to you, God. We want to live for you and with you. We love you, God. In the most precious name of Jesus Christ. All this we pray. Amen and amen. Papa po natin si Lord.